Well, everybody, we're back. It's Monday. Welcome back to the Pete McHugh Show. In this first segment, we talk about the weekend. It was my sister's birthday over the weekend. Heather had a pretty fantastic birthday, and we won't talk about the number because I don't think she'd want me to talk about that. But it was a good celebration. We went to Texas Roadhouse. I had a steak burger that was fantastic. And then when we got home, I had a... let me back up. We went to Costco, got a few things, came back home, I had a turkey sandwich, and then we watched some episodes of Chicago Med. It was a good Saturday, and then of course yesterday did some walking and exercises around the house, or walking was my exercise. That's what I mean. Around the house, and then just kind of chilled on a Sunday, but chilled in movement, if that makes sense. Went to church yesterday. One of our favorite pulpit supply pastors was with us this week, Devin Harrell, the lady that we almost, as a team, convinced to come and join us as a permanent pastor. But the thing is, this evening we have a second meeting with a very interesting person. And we're really hoping to make a good impression and make good connections in conversation number two, because we like this person quite a bit. So wish us luck. I can't give a whole lot of detail, but let's just say things look promising as of right now. Can't say any more than that. And I'm hoping for good things, as we all on the team are hoping for good things. I'm gonna leave that there. It's Monday. It's a yoga session day. Gonna have hopefully a great yoga session with Lisa, as we always do. Haven't had a really bad yoga session in a long time, so I can't imagine having one right now. It's going to be a good day to recenter and breathe and have a meaningful yoga session with her, as they are always meaningful, and I'm always learning something about my spirit and soul and body, and strengthening myself up. And, you know, yoga is and always has been a valuable source of health and wellness ever since I started connecting with it in around 2007 ish, I think. No, it's been, let's see, I'm nearing my 12th year of yoga. So, maybe we were in the midst of the 12th year. I don't remember exactly when I started. I think it was 07, somewhere in 07. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 07. Not maybe 07 directly, because maybe it was a bit after 07, because of the fact that I moved into my apartment back to when I lived in my apartment in 07. So I don't think it was like right at the beginning of living there, but it was not long after. Don't remember exactly when we started, but we've been working together a long time, and it's been a blessing all the way through. So, there's that. That's basically what's in my heart and mind this Monday. Hope you have a great day. Be safe. We'll talk again soon. I love you all. Blessings. Hello, friends. Good Tuesday to you. Hope this segment of the podcast finds you well. There's something that's happening in my life that, for safety reasons, and also for another level of independence, that I am considering to create a space where I can adjust to. There are going to be some changes coming up, and I don't know exactly what those changes look like yet, but
for years, my mother has been someone who has advocated for me to walk and be physically active as much as I can, even in public places. But we've gotten to a place in my life now where walking in big crowded places like grocery stores or places where there are a lot of people, it's getting to a point where it's harder for me to do that now. I'm sort of retraining my brain to walk in a different way or walk at a different level, because when you don't, I don't know, my body has been on high alert lately, because when COVID happened, we were all in a space where we were doing things from home. We didn't go out in public, and many of us were sheltered because we had to be. We had to be sheltered in place. And in all that time, when I didn't interact with people, as we all did because of COVID, where we were all shut in, I walked a lot on my own, but I had this pattern that I had followed for 30 years that seemed safe to me, but wasn't actually safe. I was bent over. And to some degree, even in my current day walking patterns, I'm somewhat bent over still. But I'm attempting to retrain my brain after having been adjusted by Dr. Z to a place where being upright doesn't feel weird. Or as weird as it once did. I'm trying to retrain my brain and self to walk straight, but still be in this spot or out of this spot or work through this spot where my head, for security reasons, is still way out of past my shoulders, right? I'm making adjustments for my physical safety in the places where I do walk so that I can keep a walking pattern up, so that I can still use my walking skills outside of high volume situations where I have obstacles and people and things like that, because it's still very important for me to keep that walking skill up, right? But because I have not been in high volume situations with a lot of people around, and most of the time, like in the wintry seasons, which we're entering fall now in spring, you know, spring and weather where I can be out and go places. Now that we're in that season, my body spent so much time away from being out in public that it's forgotten. It's almost like it's forgotten how to feel safe in high volume environments where there's a lot of people. Because when I had my sister's birthday celebration on Saturday, I took a tumble and I was going to a booth that was high, and I thought I placed my, and I didn't fall. It wasn't a situation, well, I fell, but I didn't fall like on my face or on my back. I fell directly on my butt because I misjudged where a seat was, and that scared my mom, right? Because while it's true I could have hurt myself, I didn't. And I'm in a space where I was always taught growing up, you fall, you get back up. But certain people in my life are reaching an age where it's going to become more difficult for them to get me back up if I do fall. So we're kind of adjusting certain parameters in my life, and I might still be able to walk in certain places outside the house too, but I'm sort of readjusting my brain to a sense of safety outside of the house. And because my mom was a proponent for let's have you on your feet for as much as we can, and now for my own safety she's making those changes, it's kind of in some ways an adjustment that I'm making with my mind, to say, okay, I have to be practical and I have to do this now. So that's basically what's on my heart and mind, and I can go into great detail with it, and I think we're going to do that, this little tidbit with these next few segments, maybe. Maybe I'll talk about it more, maybe I won't tomorrow. But I say all that to say that my mind and body and spirit are making an adjustment to the idea that I am getting around possibly different ways now than I was at one point. And, you know, in one way or another, I'm also very thankful that I can still walk around the house. So I guess I should be thankful for that. But I also need to get out of the psychological trappings that are currently in my mind and work through some of the fears that are currently present in my mind because I've made these adjustments. It's all part of being human. It's all part of the human experience. Let's take it one step at a time and face it together. These vulnerable topics and these things that I'm talking about on the podcast are what this is for. And this is all related to life and alternately abled bodies. And this is a journal for me, and this is what it's all for. A journal for myself, and hopefully collaborations and thoughts that make you think a little bit deeper about your life, spiritually, physically, mentally, all the way around. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. I'm sure we'll talk more about this soon. Until then, I'll see you later. Be blessed. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Story Time with Pete on this day. Certainly hope you are well. The time has come. I shall return to the dating world. At least that's the plan. You knew, because I mentioned it a couple days ago, that I'm going to do some tweaks to one of my online dating profiles, if not all of them. We'll have to see. I right now I'm doing tweaks to the one I visit most, or the one that I'm on most, and I'm sort of revamping my profile before that, as you know, I previously said on the podcast. And the thing of it is now I'm at that point where I very gently and kindly disclose the fact that I have cerebral palsy, right? And I try to do it in such a gentle way
so as not to trigger or scare potential daters into, you know, not wanting to talk to me. I think that for this go around, I've framed it in such a way as to where I can explain what is going on with that, but in like a non-threatening sort of, or non-intimidating kind of way, something that will be accessible to potential people who are interested in getting to know me on there. It's not something that everybody has to think about, and because you live with it on a day-to-day basis, you know, life with CP is normal to you, or in this case, myself, because, you know, I have lived with it for 38 years or so, and my particular style of CP anyway, because everybody's brand of cerebral palsy is different, because everybody's affected in different ways, and to navigate the realities of what that looks like are very important for a dating site if you're trying to be honest about it. But it's also at the same time in numerous ways, or it can be tricky at times, because you want to be honest, but you want to be able to explain things in a way that a potential partner, or, you know, potential future girlfriend or guy friend, or if you're a girl listening to this, if you're a guy or girl, you want a potential dater to be secure in the fact that, yeah, you have CP, but y'all can create something special together, and you don't want the reality of CP to be an intimidating factor, you know, when potentially making connections and meeting someone. But you at the same time want to be honest about it. So it's a tricky business trying to use judgment to create a space where you explain what's going on, but you do it in a way that's very honest, very heartfelt. In a way that will make someone want to get to know you more, whether you're a guy or a girl, and go further and deeper into conversation and in life as you all get to know each other in an online dating kind of way. It's a tricky business. Tricky business indeed. But this go around, or this incarnation of my online dating scene, I think I've sort of, you know, got building blocks in the back of my head that will guide me through that, or create a space for the reader to, you know that it's a safe space to talk about my disability if they need to do that, or as they get to know me, which you will, because, you know, it's a very obvious, direct, and open part of my life. You know, I can't really hide it, nor would I want to hide it. It's just part of my journey and part of what makes it real. But by the same token, that's not the whole thing. That's not the whole picture. So when you're creating an online dating profile and you're trying to, you know, make yourself look good and create connection points to meet potential partners, and you have CP, you have to be as authentic and open as you can while trying to process it in a way so that you make sure that other people reading the profile can process and understand what it is you're dealing with and how you see it, and how you as a potential couple, whether, you know, you're a guy or a girl, could make things connect in a beautiful way that could bring, you know, the two of you together. So yeah, that's basically what I'm going to work on tonight. I'm going to work on that section and see if I can get it popping. It's basically what's on my heart and soul this particular evening.
We'll talk more tomorrow. Until then, may grace, peace, joy, and love be with you all, and we'll talk again soon. Love ya. Greetings, friends. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete, or the segment of Storytime with Pete. A couple of days ago, or more accurately, Saturday, when I went to visit my sisters, when I went to share in my sister's birthday space, when we went to Texas Roadhouse, I don't know if I talked about this or not. I took a tumble, and I miscalculated, missed where a booth seat was, and it freaked my mom out in a way that I had not expected her to be freaked. See, the thing is, my parents are getting to an age now where if I do take a tumble, it's harder for them to be in a space where they can help me up. And I am most of the time, when I'm not using my when I'm not using my chair, most of the time I'm on my crutches, right? But not gonna lie, the chair at times in my life is a security blanket, because I know within that space I'm not gonna fall. I'll be safe, and I'm not gonna get hurt. However, when I become too reliant on that, I deprogram part of the soul that becomes confident with my walking ability. And I think as I dissect this, it all began not really with that tumble. If I go back further, there were a few instances where I just lost confidence in my stability. A couple weeks ago. And for whatever reason, part of my mom's reaction and my reaction to my mom's reaction and my dad's reaction to my mom's reaction, and my, it's got me in a different psychological space. And my sense of security on my feet, which in many ways is still accessible to me, I'm not at a point where I've completely lost my faculties and I have strength in the legs. But my mom's reaction to all of this, who is the woman who often told me growing up, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just keep going. I love you. You got this. You're safe. Just keep going. It shook her up differently. And I think that's because she knows that her and my dad are aging. And they're not as nimble and mobile as they used to be in their own right. All due respect to them, we're all adjusting to something new. And when something surprises you like that, it messes with your head. And when you overthink things, which is basically where my spirit is right now,
you can get trapped in emotional constructs that aren't helpful when you're trying to get your spiritual and physical feet back under you, you know? In either case. And I'm having this conversation with y'all right now, in the hope of keeping things real and keeping things open and honest. The first thing I need to say is I'm not giving up by any means. I need, at this present space and time within my physical body and my spirit and my soul, I need to reprogram some things, reconnect some dots, to alleviate the sense of spiritual insecurity that I feel on my feet. And I will get past this. There will be a change. I will remain on crutches throughout the house and in my life. Now, I'm also considering the possibility to be out, for the sake of being out in the community and shopping for myself, for a couple things. For speed's sake, and for my physical safety with, you know, like, a ton of people being in the store. Because there are lots of people shopping now. It's a little bit, because we've gotten past COVID society in a lot of ways, there's a lot more people shopping out these days. And there's a lot of variables that weren't as present, say, in 2020, 2021, 2022. And there are certain things that I'm going to have to adjust within my life to be in a space where I could be safer in crowds. And I can be safer in crowds. But I say all that to say this. I'm not giving up. Okay? I'm not giving up. My walking journey isn't completely done. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm not saying I quit. I'm not saying it's over. What I am saying is, for my safety, there will be changes to my lifestyle out in public. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop walking, stop being mobile on my feet, stop moving that way. There will be changes for my safety and for the safety of my parents and my mom and dad as they age. And the people around me who are my caregivers and partners in that sense age. I'm not throwing in the towel. This isn't over. This isn't me giving up. This is a different kind of independence. And it's taking me a while to process all of this, because for so long many of the people around me were so insistent on me walking in public. And it is very evident that my mother's hope is that I can still be physically mobile and upright for as long as I can, just like me. But she also wants me to be safe. She's not saying give up. She's not saying it's over. She's saying that because things are aging and changing, and people are around you yourself are aging, and people around you are aging. You may have to take a different path for some things. No. And it's not your fault. She told me that 2 times on Sunday. It's not your fault. And there's going to be new. And life is fluid, and there's certain things you have to adjust to. And I know it's going to be okay. I'm working through some stuff. This isn't easy for me to process or realize, but it's changes are coming. And in many ways, the changes will be better because it'll allow me to be more independent when I'm shopping. So there's benefit to this too. All right, everybody. I won't bore you any more than I probably have. Though I say all this because in the creation of a safe space podcast where you talk about the realities of living with a disability, sometimes you have to talk about this stuff because it's real and it's raw and it's part of my daily living journey right now. This isn't a give up forever. This is an adapt thing. This is a new venture thing. I have to untangle my mind and take away the negativity of this. I love y'all, and we'll talk again soon. Grace and peace. Happy Friday, my friends. One of the things that I have been doing as of late is I'm really taking a deep dive into the history of certain orchestras. And I'm not really, like, going hardcore, but what I'm doing is I'm checking out how they're represented on Apple Music Classical, right? And what they look like on Apple Music Classical. And one of the things that I'd like to do, because I've seen Maestro, the film, about Leonard Bernstein, is I'd like to be in a space and place where I learn and discover the height and depth of his discography as a recorded conductor and artist. With the New York Philharmonic, his recording with Deutsche Grammophon, I want to learn everything he did. And I thought it would be simple with Apple Music Classical itself, but there's so some of the albums I've noticed on Apple Music Classical are listed or posted in a weird way that's a little bit different than what I'm used to, so I'm gonna have to go to other sources in some cases, not in every case. It's pretty well listed, but it's not perfectly listed within Apple Music. It's not as easy to understand as you would think. It's got a comprehensive list, but Bernstein had a comprehensive career and a comprehensive recording career, so I'm gonna try and dig into what that looks like. And go in deeper to what it entails. One of the things that I'm going to explore first, because I'm such a fan of Tchaikovsky, is I think Leonard had the chance, or Lenny, as many people call him when he was a cultural icon of America, really, and around the world. Lenny recorded 6 of Tchaikovsky's symphonies. I recently discovered that there is one that is considered the 7th. I didn't have any idea of that. But I want to listen to
Lenny's first six recordings of the sixth Tchaikovsky symphonies that he recorded. He might have recorded seven, but I gotta look into it to find out more. But I really want to touch on and study Leonard Bernstein's discography. That's a personal goal of mine to learn and discover what he recorded with the New York Philharmonic and beyond. And that's one of my personal ventures I think I'm going to go on and really get to know Leonard Bernstein as a conductor and artist. So that's my next goal. Lighthearted conversation for this final Friday closer for this week. Don't have a lot to share, but I thought that might be interesting to share as a closer for the podcast itself. So whatever you're doing this weekend, keep it safe, enjoy yourself, you are loved, and I will see you on Monday. Until then, may grace, peace, joy, and love be with you all. I'll talk again soon. I love you.